Let's open our Bibles tonight to Philippians chapter number 2. Philippians chapter number 2. And we'll read from verse number 19 to verse number 24. Philippians chapter number 2. Verse number 19, but I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. But ye know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father he hath served with me in the gospel. Him, therefore, I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Let's pray, and then we'll talk about this. Father, we're thankful to be in church tonight. And we're thankful that we get to open this Bible in which we get to receive instruction and we get to receive the things that are in it, the things that are so timely, and the things that are so needful for us, even for this hour. And Lord, I pray that tonight is no different, that as we open this Bible and we see the things that you have put on my heart, I pray that those that came tonight might receive something from you. They might leave here tonight and know that they came to hear from you, even to hear just one little thing, and they got exactly that. Father, move me out of the way so that you might have free course here tonight. Help us to understand these things and help us to preach it in a way that conveys the message exactly the way you want it. We ask you to do this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, notice again in verse number 19, Paul writing to Timothy, actually writing to the church in Philippi, says this about Timothy. Notice verse number 19, but I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. Paul is in prison at this time, and even though he's in prison because of the gospel of Christ, he's deeply concerned for the church in Philippi. He's deeply concerned for the believers that are in Philippi, and here you can see how concerned he is for them. But he can't do anything about it. He's in prison, and yet he writes this to them about Timothy. He says, but I can send somebody to you. At this point, Paul mentions Timothy in this verse, a man that he is willing to send to the church in Philippi. A faithful companion, a fellow laborer. And obviously, Paul had enough confidence in Timothy to be able to say, hey, church in Philippi, I'm going to send to you Timotheus, because that's exactly who you need. Not only because that's exactly who you need, but because I have confidence in him. That Paul was willing to send Timotheus and entrust him to go and visit the church in his stead. And this was a big deal. Why? Because Paul didn't do things in a whim or unthoughtfully. He prayed about everything, and yet he chose Timothy to care for this. And so the question then becomes, what was it that Paul saw in Timothy to have him have such confidence in him than to say, I am going to send Timothy unto you? In my place, I will send Timothy. What was it? Notice the first thing is this. Paul knew that Timothy cared for others. Look at verse number 20. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. The reason why this came naturally for Timothy was because he had seen this very thing in Paul. He had traveled with Paul in many places, and actually Paul called Timothy his son. You ought to know that in all the places that they went, Timothy was watching Paul and the things that he was doing, and not only in the things that they were doing, but in the care for others. And so obviously Timothy learned some of these things from Paul. In fact, right there in verse number 20, "For I have no man like-minded." They were like-minded even in this very thing, that they both cared for other people. They both cared for the church in Philippi and the Christians that were there. And since Paul couldn't do it, he was going to send Timothy to go and to minister to their need. And not only that, but this is something that Timothy had within. This is something that was genuine. This is something that was sincere. But it's always great when you have good examples such as Paul. And a good example like a mother and a grandmother too. In fact, the Bible says this. Paul, speaking about Timothy and speaking to Timothy, says this: "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also." This unfeigned faith that he's talking about in Christ helps us to understand how Christ cares for us. And because we understand how Christ cares for us, we know how to care for others. You understand? And so Timothy picked this up from Paul, and he picked it up from his mother and from his grandmother to be caring for others. And Paul said, "I have no one that's like-minded that will be able to care for you." But Timothy. Timothy was genuinely somebody that cared for others. And Paul had enough confidence to send him and to help with whatever they needed. Not only that, you see that Paul had such confidence in Timothy to go visit the church in Philippi, and it was because Paul knew that Timothy cared for others, but also because Timothy denied himself for Christ. Look at verse number 21. "For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ." In other words, Paul here is inferring or implying that Timothy was not like that. There are people that Paul had come across in his missionary journeys, and he saw people that were on fire for the Lord and people that didn't care anything about the things of the Lord. And in seeing Timothy, he says, "For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ." And Paul had enough confidence in Timothy to say, "If I send you over there, you'll be able to do the things that I need you to do." Why? Because you're not seeking your own things. You're seeking the things of Christ. Timothy was willing to deny himself, to be selfless in order to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ better, to be obsessed with the things of Christ. In other words, Timothy set the things of the Lord first, and then other things second. Timothy was willing to let go. If you read other passages and the fact that Paul had enough confidence to leave them doing the work of the ministry because Timothy knew how to let go of his possessions and knew how to let go of his recognition and of his comforts and of his friendships and of his acceptance in order to put Christ first. And when you put Christ first, you'll deny yourself. Isn't that what the Christian life is about? To deny myself so that I can do the things of Christ? To deny what this flesh wants to do, and it wants to do all kinds of things. And Paul had enough confidence in Timothy to know that he would deny himself for Christ. You see, the world is competing with the things of Christ. From the time we wake up to the time we go to bed, they're in competition, and we choose who we're going to be a part of, which one we're going to serve, which one we are going to give in to. Luke chapter number 9, you don't have to turn there. Verse number 23 says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Even Christ has a requirement. If you're going to follow me, you have to deny yourself. Seeking the things of the Lord is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It's a conscious decision that we make every day. Am I going to follow Christ or am I not? Others may or may not see it. However, it shouldn't just be a lip service that we say that we're doing something for Christ when in reality we're not. For Timothy, it was real, and Paul saw it. And he said, there's nobody else that will care for you, and there's nobody else that will deny himself for Christ so that he can focus in your concerns. In Philippians chapter number 3, verse number 8, you don't have to turn there, but the Bible says, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss. This was Paul speaking. I count all things, every single one of them, all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. See, Paul was all in too. And since Paul was all in and he had denied himself so that he could follow Christ, he saw that same thing in Timothy and says, hey, there's nobody else, but there's Timothy here. And I've seen it. He's denied himself. And he'll take care of your needs, Philippian church. Not only that, the last thing I have is this. Look at verse number 22. Timothy was willing to serve. But you know the proof of him that as a son with the Father, he hath served with me in the gospel. Paul was confident that Timothy could go and be sent to the church in Philippi to minister to their needs because Timothy was willing to serve. He was tried and proven. And all the times that Timothy traveled with Paul, in fact, the Bible says this about Paul says this in 2 Timothy 3:10, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, my manner of life. You better believe that people saw the life of Paul and they saw that it was real. Well, don't you know that Timothy followed Paul in many of the places that he went to? He followed them in Philippi, in Thessalonica, in Berea, in Corinth, in Ephesus. He was with them in some of the places where Paul was imprisoned. And not only did Timothy get to see Paul's manner of life, but when you're with Paul, listen, Paul gets to see your manner of life too. It works both ways. And because Paul had seen the life of Timothy, he knew that Timothy was willing to serve no matter the cost. Not only to learn from Paul, but also to serve alongside him. What a privilege and honor to do so. Timothy was a partner and disciple in Paul's missionary journey. And Paul obviously thought highly of Timothy, or else he wouldn't mention him as so, or else he wouldn't have enough confidence in him to do this very thing, to say, hey, there's nobody else that can go, that can take care of the things that I want him to take care of, but there's one person, and it's Timothy, and I'll send him over there. Timothy was a faithful man who had been tried and proven as a servant. A minister that was willing to serve in the place that the Lord had put him. Willing to submit himself to Paul and to learn the things that God wanted to teach him through the Apostle Paul. No matter where or when or what, it was whatever God wanted. And Timothy was all in. regardless of the assignment, regardless of the location, regardless of anything, Timothy was willing. Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 15:58, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." And Timothy was willing to do these things, to be steadfast and to be unmovable, and as we're talking about here in this point, willing to serve. He was willing to always abound in the work of the Lord. What an encouragement. When we look at faithful people in the Bible, I'm encouraged because I get to see a man or a woman who serves God faithfully, and regardless of the falls and regardless of their sin and regardless of some of the mess ups that they had, they get right back up and they continue to walk and do the things of the Lord, and to see how God blesses those people, and to see how they're blessed by just being a part of what God is doing. And I get encouraged. And I say, you know what? I can be more like that. And so I hope tonight that we are encouraged when we see the life of Paul, the life of Timothy, and that we're challenged to do likewise, or at least to do better in our Christian walk. And my hope and prayer tonight is that you and I would see this example of Timothy, and that we would challenge ourselves to do better in our Christian walk, to do better in our caring for others, just like Timothy cared for others. And Paul saw that. He was able to send them to Philippi to do exactly that, to care for them. That we might be able to see us just like Timothy, and that we might deny ourselves for Christ. That when we see the things of the world and the things that are getting a hold of the grip on us, then we can realize those things and we could stop and examine what it is, and that we could put them aside and to be determined that we're going to follow Christ. Deny this flesh from the things that it wants to have, the things of the world, so that it can better know Christ. And then also that we might be encouraged that Timothy was willing to serve. And listen, there's so many service opportunities in the Christian life. Not just here in this church. Not just here with the people of this church, although it does begin here. You work with some people and you talk to some people and you have some family members just like I do, all of which need something. And isn't it great to know that God has given us a Bible, God has given us His Word to be able to know how to deal with these things, and that we can go and be willing to serve the Lord in whatever it is that He has for us. What a privilege and what an honor. So I pray tonight that you're encouraged, just like I was encouraged, just to see a simple thought of Timothy serving God, of Timothy denying himself, and of Timothy caring for others. With Paul along his way, but him following the Lord. Amen.